proclamation number 6663 dated the October 6th, 1956. The strength of Jesus' name. When you speak my name with deep devotion, you accrue an abundance of spiritual strength for yourselves, for you thereby proclaim your faith in me, your reverence and love, which you bestow upon your divine Redeemer Jesus Christ. And this faith can be rewarded by me with a flow of strength which you will urgently require. And if you then come together in my name, you will all be permeated by strength, and your soul will fill my presence, for then I will dwell within your midst because your devout thoughts allow me to be present with you. And you will find yourselves in a developmental stage which guarantees deliverance as soon as you confess me in Jesus Christ. Ever since my crucifixion, your salvation is therefore dependent on whether you acknowledge my act of salvation by the man Jesus, whether you believe that your God and Creator descended to earth in order to accomplish the act of salvation in the human being Jesus on your behalf. Hence you have to confirm this belief of yours, and you do so by devoutly uttering my name, by acknowledging your God and Father in Jesus Christ and thus expressing it by mentioning my name. I will always hear and grant the call you sent to me in Jesus Christ, and it will allow me to be present with you. And every meeting in my name will be blessed by me. I want to guide your thoughts and enlighten your spirit. I want to speak to you myself, and I am indeed able to do so because I can be amongst you, because you believe in me. And therefore you should frequently get together, and where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. I can therefore at any time partake in your conversations, in your thoughts. I can impart to you everything you need at that time. I can enlighten you where doubts remain, and I can advise and help you, for you all are in need of my advice and my help. You all still resemble weak little children who must be led by the hand towards the right goal. But as soon as you just speak my name with a faithful heart, you will enable such guidance. And this is why people won't be able to claim, "Here is Christ, there is Christ." Single quote, for I cannot be searched for in any locality, I am only present where a believing human heart allows me to be present through kind-hearted activity, and where, in small circles, my name is devoutly uttered in living faith of my act of salvation. For only faith that has come alive through love recognizes and professes me as the Redeemer Jesus Christ and allows for my presence. And thus I can indeed be proclaimed everywhere, yet I can only take abode in a few human hearts, precisely because my name is only voiced by a few people with the absolute conviction that I brought them salvation through my death on the cross, and because only for a few people my name has the strength to penetrate their soul and truly bring it to life. And these will noticeably feel my blessing, they will feel very intimately united with me and thus associate with me like a child with its father, they will be conscious of my presence and harmony and inner peace will be their share, because, where I am, there is peace and bliss. Amen.